start off by asking you to introduce yourself and to say what you do.
It's Mark Allen, and I am a town planner and an environmental activist, and I'm based at the moment mostly in Melbourne. I'm working in areas around social permaculture and town planning in particular, and I'm particularly interested in how those fit into the bigger issue of the climate and ecological emergency, and how we can best build a movement to tackle this very urgent crisis that we're facing.
Which particular crisis?
Well, I see it as multiple crises coming together. It's a crisis of humans having reached the limits to growth, and the fact that we urgently need to reconnect at a deeper level with nature and shift our paradigm. And the climate emergency is a symptom of that deep crisis, and the biodiversity emergency is, but everything from the fact that we're losing topsoil and seas are full of plastic, there are many symptoms, but the underlying crisis, I think, is a crisis of disconnection, and the fact that we've gone too far along a particular path of greed. We need to take a holistic approach to tackling this issue. It's a behavioural issue as well as a systemic change issue, as well as a political issue, which is why the social permaculture side of things is really important to me, because we need to tackle it at a deep level. But also, as someone who studied town planning, I feel as though land use planning is also a very important issue as well, and I feel that it's underplayed in the broader movement. And part of my role is to emphasise the importance of why sustainable town planning and having an ongoing conversation about what sustainable planning is also integral to any kind of fundamental long-term change that we make in order to overcome these multiple crises that we're facing.
And I was impressed to see also on your, I think it was your Facebook page, where you talk a lot about First Nations sovereignty.
Absolutely. The Indigenous First Nations approach to the way we look at land use and the culture is so rich and so important that we reconnect with that. And there's a great injustice has been done in this country. The colonial legacy that this country has underpins that the issues and the crises that we have now, that crisis of disconnection, the belief that narrow-minded single narratives can come in and say that a culture that's been going for tens of thousands of years is wrong. So the behavioural issues that we have that underpin the crisis we have now have their roots in colonialism, have their roots in that attitude that somehow this was terra nullis, and that people had a right to come in and say that we have a better way and a better understanding. And there's so much trauma there, and so much of environmental activism is about doing our best to understand the trauma that's been created in the past and to do everything we can to try and reverse that trauma, even though, of course, we can never fully reverse that trauma, and to think that we can would be wrong. But there is such an important need to reconnect with the First Nations people of this country on their terms, to create a reciprocal relationship with them, and part of that reconciliation is the acceptance that their culture and their philosophy has to be integral to how we create that important behavioural and systemic change in order to deal with these multiple crises that we're dealing with. So the First Nations aspect has to be integral to everything that we do, both from an overcoming trauma perspective and from an environmental perspective. It's all interconnected.
It has to be embedded.
Yeah.
So how can people find out about you and what you do, Mark?
I'm involved in two groups. One is called Town Planning Rebellion. And Town Planning Rebellion is a group that's really about talking about the sustainable town planning side of how we approach the climate and ecological emergency. It doesn't claim to have all of the answers, but what it does do is it says that we need to have important ongoing conversations about sustainable planning. The reason why we call Town Planning Rebellion is because we want to intersect with Extinction Rebellion, but of course we don't speak for Extinction Rebellion, and Extinction Rebellion don't speak for us. It's quite important that groups like Extinction Rebellion don't get bogged down in the politics and the details of, you know, what's good and bad town planning, which is why Extinction Rebellion have as their third demand the need for citizens assemblies. So we kind of intersect with Extinction Rebellion on their third demand and say, well, we support you on your first two demands and we support you on your third demand, but where we intersect with you is that we want to initiate citizens assemblies and other forms of direct democracy, as well as other traditional forms of activism, but to do that so that we can bring important issues around town planning into that broader discussion about the kind of world that we need to create and where town planning fits into that. We have 10 focus points we bring to those assemblies, and other people will bring other issues as well. But we think that those are 10 important issues that we want to emphasise about how we think sustainable planning should look in a degrowth society. And of course, we're also pushing for systemic change as well. We acknowledge the fact that we need to transition to some form of degrowth society. We acknowledge the fact that we need to change our behaviours as well. So we fit into the holistic activism framework, which looks at that as well. So we're about trying to intersect and interconnect, and we're part of a broader movement of movements, and I think that's really important.
Being connected is so important, isn't it?
It really is. And what, it really is.
What was your other group that you're involved in?
So Holistic Activism is a group that evolved over time because I became increasingly frustrated with the conflict that happens among activists, and also the way we, as activists, engage the wider world. It was an understanding that we need to look more for the points of intersection and building the movement, and using that as our primary way through, and accepting the fact that we're not going to overcome these crises with one set of values and one set of opinions, but by looking for the areas where we can connect and intersect, we can build a powerful movement, even if we don't all agree on the same thing. But importantly, if we do look for the points of connection and intersection as opposed to the politics of othering, we're more likely over time to have those nuanced conversations on issues where we do disagree, and more likely to provide the platforms for people to change their perspectives. And I think that's really important. So it's about subtly looking at ways of interconnecting with people. So, for example, I often bring up this example. I was once asked to debate a climate change denier on the radio, and I decided to sort of use a holistic activism approach, and rather than sort of argue over whether or not climate change was such a thing, I decided to focus more on how this person connects to the environment and what are important issues to this person. And, you know, this person does care about the forests and trees being chopped down, so we focused on the logging. And in the end, we agreed on a lot of issues that actually feed in to climate change. So even though we didn't agree on the issue around climate change, we managed to find connections and a lot of other issues that feed into the climate change issue. But I think that by doing that, I created a relationship where, over time, if we are going to have a conversation about climate change, it will be a better conversation because we found that point of connection, we found that point of trust, and we found areas where we could theoretically work together to make the world a better place, as opposed to just charging in with heated debates that often lead to people just digging deeper into their ideology. So yeah, holistic activism really is about that. It's about understanding that it's probably going to be a movement of movements rather than a single movement that's going to overcome these crises, and accepting that and looking for the points of intersection. Yeah, and embracing critical thinking and all of those things. But I think it feeds into that important behavioural change aspect to activism that we need to look at. We need to do activism in a different kind of a way. And I think Extinction Rebellion talks a bit about that when they talk about, you know, we want to welcome every person, every part of every person, which is a really, really great thing to say. But actually, how do you make that happen? How do you welcome every person, every part of every person? Exactly. And that's why you have to sort of peel the onion back a layer and look at those deeper behavioural issues about how we approach conflict and how we manage to channel conflict into positive action.
I love that approach, and it seems to me it's the only one that's really going to work.
Yes.
Is there any more you'd like to add?
No, I would just encourage people, if they're interested, to check out the Holistic Activism website and have a read. There is an audio book that people can listen to, an audio booklet, should I say, an audio booklet and a written booklet that people can download.
And it's fascinating.
To the website.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That was brilliant.
It's a pleasure.